WAFU, WRCY, WARCY. Sean, you're on the 2.6.
Morning, Donald, your fam.
Just a quick FYI, I tried to key up the repeater from my location, and I'm able to hit it. Called out a couple times, nobody's come back to me, but if I can't transmit, at least I'll be listening, and I will have my computer on to monitor any actions with it. And I thank you for the invite.
Okay, they're getting ready to start. I think they are going to use the different different frequencies as indicated on the chart. So you may not be able to participate on the one, but perhaps the others. But I'm surprised you can't make it. You sure just nobody was there to answer you? Anyhow, give it a try when it's starting.
Well, I'm only on the 147.2 thing that you gave me. I'll look for the other ones, and I will go it from there. But just so you know, I'm here, and if I can't transmit, you'll know I'll be listening and learning and taking notes. And again, thank you for the invite, and look forward to this. We'll be listening.
Yeah, there was a there was a form included in the package, the distribution package, that includes the main, the alternate. If you can't do the primary, you probably aren't going to be able to do the alternate, but I think for sure you could do the contingent. Well, anyhow, just keep it here. All right, you do what you can. W8FU.
Message received. W8RCY, monitoring.
Hey, Sean, the DMR works, too, as an alternate, statewide one.
Yeah, there's a few choices there, so, but I don't know which way this is going. So, you know, like I said, just be prepared to swing that UFO. Morning, Wally, WFC.
Yeah, I'll be in and out, but I guess us newbies will use this kind of like as our tech channel, just to chit-chat back and forth.
I think there may be plans to light it up at some point. So, just FYI. W8F.
Okay. Yeah, I don't have any UH or VHF antennas out. Okay, talk to you later. Morning, Don. We'll chat in a bit.
Copy, and good morning.
WBAE monitoring.
Good morning. November 1, Yankee, November Yankee, and 1, YNY, listening.
Well, good morning. I was conversing with my son, Mr. Call. I am WBAE, Whiskey Bravo 8 Echo, and my name is Walt, here in Metro Detroit.
Morning, Walt. I probably botched up your call sign. I wrote down WB, Whiskey Baker, the number 8, and the letter E, like Echo. Call sign here is November 1, Yankee, November Yankee, and 1 YNY, not a vanity call, that's just what came out. Name is Pete, Papa Echo, Tango Echo. I'm located in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Well, good morning, Pete. I've been watching, no, you didn't watch my call. Mine is not a vanity call. I think I've had it about 30 years, maybe 35. I'm old. And did the storm hit Charlotte? You know, I've been watching on YouTube. about Asheville and places like that. I can't believe it. People may piss and moan about when is the government going to help us, but I don't know when any help can show headway. Back to you, Pete. Name is Walt.
Thanks, Walt. You know, you're in one of the greatest cities in the world. I'm a big fan of Detroit. My wife spent some time there last year. You know, fabulous. We had some issues here. Not anything substantive. You lost power on that Friday with Hurricane Elaine at maybe 2 o'clock in the morning. And then late on Saturday it came back. We had a lot of rain. I have a lot of big trees in the backyard. And some branches came down. Not being really big, thank God. But the Saturday afternoon, most of Sunday, I cleaned up the yard, so it was good. You know, it is unbelievable what transpired in Asheville. Lake Lure. There's also a town nearby, you know, Transylvania. I don't know where that came from. And I'll break for a second and come back. So the deal is this. Here's my consensus. You can tell I don't have a southern accent, so I'm not from down south. You know, the areas rule. People are headstrong. And they said, well, we're going to ride the storm out. Well, realistically, folks in this part of the world are not acclimated to hurricanes. So what does that mean? Big problems, a lot of debts. We have some friends in that area. One, their house was on a hill. There was a mudslide. The house slid down the hill, you know, destroyed. My wife has a lady friend she used to work with here in Charlotte. She is on the ball. She has a solar array in her yard. Luckily, nothing screwed that up, so she has water via a well. And she has a Starlink, so she's able to make calls and have internet. The problem is the road to her house and the main drag that's connected to it was washed out, so she's isolated. The third story of somebody we know, my son is in his mid-30s. He has a pal who lives in the Asheville area. This guy, it's a single guy, this guy's house flooded, so he was smart enough to get in his car and drive to Charlotte, which is maybe an hour and 15 minutes away. So he's good. His house has had a lot of damage, you know. It's a rural area. It's mountainous. It's like in New England in terms of the weather. You know, people are headstrong, and they told folks there, if you didn't get out when the authorities say you're going to get out, you better get an indelible mark and write your name and social on your arm, because who knows if you're going to survive. But the stories and pics have been horrific. I don't know how many people still don't have power, which is unbelievable, but, you know, it is what it is. Back to you, Walt, NYNY.
Yeah, Pete, the home videos give you the true story of what's going on. How can you get power back when the road is washed out? How can you get power back when there is no road? My experience in North Carolina, the age here is 82, I'll be 83 in about a week. Keep that in mind, son. Gift time, money. Money's a good gift. One of my sons is here. The Outer Banks, North Carolina. And I've seen what the tailwinds from a hurricane will do. In fact, I made a phone call 2 days ago to Corolla, North Carolina. One of my interests is the wild horses they claim. Well, in my day, and because of where I would live there in Duck, I was stationed there actually in the Navy, there were no roads. And 5 days a week I would go to a strafing range.
59 in 1960. Never seen a horse. The reason is, I called the museum down there, and of course, most of the people have no idea how the lay of the land looked in 1959 and 60. There were no roads. The one road they had on the sound side was guarded by people, another story. And that's my introduction to the state of North Carolina, was the Outer Banks. I was stationed at Navy Duck Rock and Bomb and Scraping Range. Very interesting period of my life, Pete. Back to you.
Well, we've been to the Outer Banks a few times. I'm originally from Connecticut, from Hartford, Connecticut. So, at some point when we were first married, now I'm going to be 73 next month. We drove down to the Outer Banks. I don't know when it was. It probably was in the 80s. And desolate, rinky-dink motels, which is fine and dandy, you know, because they get beat up by the weather. A lot of fishermen. Did not see any horses. There may be 5 years ago for Thanksgiving. I mean, there's just three of us here, my wife and I and my son. I said, hey, why don't we go to the Outer Banks for Thanksgiving? So we did. It's all built up. Didn't see any horses. Had a good time, you know. And Thanksgiving is pretty predominantly deserted. You know, I mean, it was good. As you know, Walt, that area takes a real beating when storms come. You know, it is what it is. Nice folks. You know, I mean, my two cents is, you know, to live out in the boondocks is swell, but it cannot be the city. And when you get older, well, I'll break and tell you a quick story. My wife's a college professor, okay? She used to teach at a university in Connecticut. So, this is a school she got her undergraduate degree in. So one of her mentors was a lady by the name of Alice Cooperstein, also a professor. So my wife said to Alice, you have a cottage on Cape Cod. Now, Alice's husband's a medical doctor. Are you going to retire there? And my wife knew that Alice spends the summer at her house in Cape Cod, and her husband has some privileges at a small hospital there. So what did Alice say to my wife? Were you crazy? He said, when we get older, we want to live next to a metropolitan city, like Hartford, for instance. Why? Medical care. The hospitals on the Cape are fine, but, you know, they don't have the sophistication, they don't have the staff. So, you know what the moral story is? We've thought about maybe relocating to someplace like that. No, not interested. In the city, you have all kinds of convenience, grocery stores, drug stores, hardware stores, gasoline station, banks. You know, the boondocks are not for me. Back to you, Walt.
Couldn't agree with you more. I live in Sterling Heights, Michigan, north of Detroit. I have a hospital south of me, 2 miles, which came in handy. Fire department north of me, 2 miles. Or when I'm a widower, not whining, the wife passed away, but the fire department was here within minutes. We have the Upper Peninsula in Michigan. People rave about it. I've deer hunted there. I was an avid deer hunter and fisherman. I really enjoyed it. But I agree. I don't want to be in a boondocks 45 minutes for a volunteer. And I'm not knocking people, a volunteer. Hey, Pete, do you have C4 FM in your radios, wire text?
Walt, I don't know what you said means.
Oh, the that's right. You're down south. Digital communication. I'm not knocking you, my friend. We have a lot of WiresX C4 FM repeaters here in the Detroit area. And I'm using a handheld in my family room, by the way. But yeah, it opens up the whole world to you.
No, I've never heard of that, Walt. I mean, here's my deal. I'm kind of a fair weather ham. When we moved here for a job, the company we moved here for is based in London. They closed U.S. operations down 4 years afterwards, so make a long story short, I had to do a lot of traveling for work. I lived away from the family for 5 years with some different jobs. So I've not been active in ham radio. down here, I think there's sophistication, but I never got into any of the clubs here. You know, it's different if you're a Yankee and you're down south. I mean, it's just different world. So I usually chum on EchoLink with some repeaters. East Coast repeater. There's a couple of repeaters I can access that are in Connecticut. And that's about the extent of it. So, let me think. So you have an HT. I assume it's connected to the internet somehow. And you're able to talk around the world.
Yeah, actually on this HT I can do that. I'm in my family room going through a repeater a couple miles south of me. And FM repeater. It's connected how... I am dumb as a doorknob when it comes to technology, truthfully. I got my extra years ago, got issued a call that's not a vanity call, have no idea how this stuff works, and I admit it. That way I don't screw anything up. DMR is big down south. You're right about being a Yankee. When I was on the Outer Banks, people still spoke with a brogue. It was Scythian accent. Very few outsiders. But that was a different life, different world. I should have mentioned something else. Yeah, look up Yaesu's WiresX C4 FM. It's fascinating. My base unit in my radio room is hooked up through the internet. If I want to click into Japan, I can get into the rooms in Japan. Tonight at, I think, 5 o'clock, I'll click into the net at the BK5 in Australia, going through the internet. It's still, you know, and I do my CW. I've always been active in the hobby. So, yeah, it's just a different form of communication. Look into it.
Thanks, Walt. I'll check it out. I mean, yeah, I'm kind of the same. I'm not a technology guy. All these ham guys like, a lot of my attempts to impress you with the knowledge, you know, of technology, different, but it is what it is. I'm using EchoLink now, which is what I predominantly use. There's a lot of repeaters around the world. It's a strange story. 10 years ago, I talked to a repeater in Italy. I'm Italian, or as they say down here, Italian. You know, so I'm talking to a repeater in Italy, and this guy comes on who speaks Italian. I don't speak Italian very well. So his son is like 11, 12 years old, learning English in class, in school. So I start talking to the son, you know. It was cool. 10 years go by. Last year, I threw my call on the same repeater via EchoLink. I talked to this guy. His son comes over. He's in his 20s. He said, "My dad talked to you 10 years ago." I said, "Oh, yeah." He This is how small a small world is. This repeater is located in a town called Lama Monconio, which is around Modena, which is not too far from Milan. Anyways, make a long story short, I start talking to the son, and I communicate with them on an app on the phone. I forget the name of it. But it turns out they're like, they're related to me. They're like third or fourth cousins. I mean, small world, you know?
Oh my God, that is amazing. It really is. I'll be darned. Yeah, I spent time in the Navy. 1959 to 1962. We were not at war. We couldn't find anybody to fight. 11 days after I got out, the Cuban Missile Crisis. In fact, yesterday, what's today? Well, Thursday. Thursday? No, Friday. Yesterday was, I got out of the Navy 62 years ago. 62 years. I am old. Anyway, I've been to Italy, two med cruises in the Navy. Wonderful. I've been from Augusta Bay in Sicily all the way up to Portofino in Italy. Took every tour I could get my hands on, no matter where we went. They were only $5. Oh, is that beautiful. Seen a lot, learned a lot. But that, your story is amazing.
Well, I tell you, I couldn't make it up. When I was a kid in the grammar school, let me step back. My dad was in the Second World War in Africa and in Italy. At the end of the war, he worked in a city called Florence in a hospital, transporting medical supplies. Okay. He met my mom, who was a nurse. Long story short, he comes back to the States, he sends for her, they get married. I'm in elementary school, my mom takes my brother and I to Italy, to the same town, Lama Monconio. At the time, my grandfather was alive, two uncles, two aunts. Spent a month there, it was terrific. One of my jobs was with a company called Food Lion. It's a retail grocery store here. They're owned by a Belgian outfit. Yeah, after I got canned, when the company we moved down here for got closed up, I had no work for like 9 months. I took a job about an hour and a half away. And it's for this Food Lion, the parent of Food Lion. I get interviewed by a couple guys from Brussels. The dough was about half of what I was making before, but we needed money to live. So they said to me, Pete, they want me to come to Brussels. I said, yeah, sure, like it ain't going to happen. Ended up working for the company for 5 years. I go to Belgium once. 1 to 2 weeks a month. They did that for 5 years. Then they want us to move to Belgium. The wife says no. Okay. I leave there. Now, this is good fortune because 4 years after I quit or got canned, because they replaced the job in Belgium with a Belgian native, the company got acquired by a Netherlands company. And all the people in the Belgium headquarters got canned, so, you know, that played out good. But, I took the family to Europe a few times. One time we went to Italy and spent some time in Lama, which was good. At the time, I had two aunts who were alive. Their husbands passed away. They had no children. And so, that was probably 6-7 years ago. They passed, and then, as I said, I stumbled on this guy. His name is Mirko. He's like in his 22 or so, and he's related to us. You know, real small world.
I'll be darned. I'll be darned. Yeah, Florence is an interesting city, and they have some great museums. For $5, now I'm going way back. For $5, you got a tour, no matter where you're at. Big Mercedes bus, included a lunch. You got off the ship hours before, if you didn't take the tour. It was with the chaplain, and everybody went, oh, Walt, you're a whiz. I go, give me a break. I'm getting out of work. Has the most, they're fighting in Lebanon in Bekaa Valley. I took a tour there, ate in the King George Hotel, in Beirut, just on and on and on. Two bed cruises, and I absorbed all this culture. I'm of Polish descent, even though the last name was changed. And when I was a kid in Hamtramck, Michigan, that's where I was born, the language on the streets was predominantly Polish. I never learned it. My mother spoke it, first generation. There's a lot of culture. Detroit area, metropolitan area, is just loaded with immigrants, loaded with various restaurants. I mean, it's like, it's great. I am a pro, immigrant, and a lot of people aren't, but I'm not going to argue about that. Listen, my friend, my one son needs my attention. I'm here usually in the mornings, and it's been a pleasure, but I do have to full air, as my Yiddish friends say. WBAE, ciao for now.
Dziękuję, Walt. My wife is Polish. The city we're from in the Hartford area has been referred to as Little Poland. When I grew up, it was predominantly Polish, so a lot of Polish speakers, a lot of Polish food, which is terrific. Not around here, but it is what it is. Walt, a pleasure to chat with you. Hope you have a terrific day. I'll jot down this repeater and get back on it. Anyone in line, while it will be clear. Good day to you, friend. Bye-bye.
You married above your station. WBAD clear.
KB0DCO.
KB0DCO. That's a pretty unique call. This is N1YNY.
Yeah, good morning. Yeah, your call throws me for a loop, too. Hi, hi. I think it was November 1, Yankee. Mine's Kilo Bravo Zero Delta Charlie Oscar. Name is Thomas, back to you.
Thomas, a pleasure to make your acquaintance. Close with my call. It's November 1, Yankee, November Yankee. N1YNY. Yeah, it's, I get asked a lot, is it a vanity call? I'm not a believer in vanity calls. This is just what I got. I don't know, maybe 30, 40 years ago. And so, I'm in Charlotte, North Carolina. Name is Pete. And, I'm not going to change it. Back to you, Thomas.
Yeah, okay. I don't know how much time you got. It sounded like maybe you were just clearing off there. Of course, I just got on and heard you talking about Polish stuff. And so I don't speak the language, though I wouldn't mind learning it at some point because I play Polish music, ethnic music, polka music. I play concertina, button box and stuff, so... and drums, electric bass, a little bit of everything. Really not a master of everything, but whole point is enjoyment and entertainment, and or self-entertainment, too. And then, of course, if everyone else likes it to go along with that, then more power to everyone else. I'm located in Stuart, Minnesota. Maybe you got the accent there, eh? No, that's Canada. Oh, yeah, sure, you betcha. There you go. And I rarely say that. And then, of course, you get the other little things here and there. Oofta. I guess it would be more Minnesota stuff. But how I'm coming in is through a friend of mine sent me a HOIP telephone, and so I'm starting to monitor this network, which is, to my knowledge, Kilo 8 Foxtrot Bravo India, with a whole bunch of 440 repeaters hooked up together. And so I've been kind of monitoring here on and off, and not as much activity out there, but I guess if there's nets and stuff going on, then obviously then that will congregate a lot of people together. And so Captain Don, well known out there, and doing quite a bit of stuff, so you may have talked to him before. And Stuart, Minnesota, if you're wondering where that is, it's if you look on a big map, Hutchinson in the Midwest of Minnesota, in the lower half of Minnesota anyways, west of Minneapolis and St. Paul there, by about a good hour's drive or so. And so we're having some fun doing this kind of digital communications a little bit. And so basically hands over IP to directly in versus trying to come in through a star 3 and a node number to bring it up and a star 1 and the node number to bring it down. Here I can just dial in 15070 and I'm right there. So I kind of like the ease of doing it that way. Back to you there, Pete.
Very cool, Thomas. Very cool. I use Echolink. I've used it for over 20 years. And right now, I'm on my cell phone walking around the block. I have it on my main computer in the house, and it's been unbelievably fabulous. I'm from the Hartford area. My wife is Polish. So we're into polka music, but there's no polka music or Polish food down here. Matter of fact, my wife's in Connecticut now, visiting her 99-year-old mom who lives alone, which is bizarro, but can't get her to move. And so when my wife comes back tomorrow, she will bring provisions, which means kielbasa and... let me think. She'll bring kielbasa, some Polish breads, pierogies, and maybe some Polish cookies. I mean, it's all terrific. We're kind of Polish-German food starved down here. It is what it is. Anyways, getting back to Echolink. I stereotypically talk on... some repeaters in Hartford, in the Hartford area, and I talked to a repeater in Italy, which is where my family's from, and there's a terrific repeater in Detroit that's located on top of the GM building, which I understand is the tallest building in the state. And then I talk on this repeater called East Coast Reflector, which is connected to a gazillion repeaters. I mean, all on Echolink, Thomas, and all for the right price. So, like, there's times when I'm in Connecticut, for instance, I'll take my cell phone, I'll connect to a repeater, and I'm mobile. So, I mean, it's been very good.
NY, KB0DCO. Cool, cool. Pierogies or other desserts. I'm trying to think of the one It's on the tip of my tongue now. I kind of consider it the same thing, but I think it's more known through the Czech community. And it's basically a pastry with different fillings. I almost would like to call it a Danish kind of a dessert. It's eluding me as to the name. It may be pierogi, but I think it's something else. kolachkis, there we go. I couldn't think of it. Kolachkis. And of course, with my surroundings here in Minnesota, New Ulm is heavily German. I've been down there for some of their music events and stuff. Been into the Twin Cities, Midwest Polka Association that I'm a member of. Have dances and stuff, mostly Polish bands, but if I threw out names out there, you probably wouldn't know who they are, but some of them are still alive, some aren't, for example, Eddie Blazonczyk, and there's also Eddie Blazonczyk Jr. He was a first-generation, first-generation in here, and his parents was over in Poland and had moved into the Chicago, Illinois area. And Lenny Gamoka, I think, was in Chicago, but moved out east and probably in New Jersey or Connecticut area. I could rattle off names left and right, but at least ones that I can remember. They do definitely do a lot of traveling around, and maybe not as much as they used to, but it's all great music, and it's something that I got hooked on as a young kid, but it's all when I think you were talking about as far as immigration and stuff, just to get on that a little bit, it's like I don't have a problem as long as they all come in with their papers, that's fine, you know. I guess the only argument that everyone argues about is the illegal ones, but we'll leave it at that. But getting back to Echolink, yeah, I've been using Echolink for a long, long time, but not often. But now since I'm in an apartment and not in a duplex where I had my outdoor antennas and stuff, I miss that. And so if I could get back in a duplex sometime later in my life, maybe we'll be able to set everything back up again. I'm going to do a reset here, just in case I may have timed it out. All right. My license I got in 1988, and I was a novice and then to technician in 1990 when I was in high school, and then graduated in 1990. So. 1988, and then I got a technician before graduating, because I graduated in 1990, so, and then some years later, in like early 2000, or 2000, 2001, 2002, somewhere in there, then I, when the five words per minute across the board, I think is the way I remembered it, I guess if you were going to take any Morse code test, it would be 5 words per minute, and that was that. They basically took the 20 and the 13 away, and I said, okay. I knew I passed the general when I tried it a long time ago. I could never get the 13 word per minute out of the way, and tried and tried and tried and tried, and it got frustrating. And I think a little bit of comment on Morse code, anyways, is I learned it character by character by character by character, and then when I wrote it down, then I said, okay, that's that word, which I think would have been better for me, just like if learning Polish or some other language. I rather learn the word the versus T-H-E. What is that? The. Well, how much brain power it takes to go from that to that? I wish it would have been where the and learn it as words and sort of characters, I guess is what I'm trying to get at. And that may have, that would have probably helped me out a little bit more. But that's just an opinion. And now if people that want to keep the Morse code alive, those are the diehards that love it, and that's great. I don't think we should ever get rid of it, though no one tests for it anymore, but I still think it's a neat part of the hobby, even though I may not use it myself. So back to you, NY. Yeah, a little bit of a tongue twister. And mine is still my original novice call, by the way. No change on it either. Digitally controlled operator, or direct current oscillator sometimes for people to help remember. NY, KB0DCO. Back to you.
Very good, Thomas. The city I'm from, in the Hartford area, had a big Polish population. Excuse me, when I was a kid, we had a Polish radio station, a lot of Polish bands. When I became an adult, there was still a lot of Polish activity, a lot of Polish bands. A guy by the name of John Jeske, he had a Polish radio show, and I mean, it was good. And in that city, there's still a street called Broad Street that's predominantly Polish. You walk in the street, you go into the stores. Some of the people don't speak English. You know, it is what it is, and it's been good. As it relates to me, when I was in high school, probably 1969, so I'm 72 right now, I got a novice book. The call was WN1 L Lima D Papa D Bravo. And I bought some used equipment, operated CW, didn't have a lot of dough, so I was generating horrific harmonics, and I would get these postcards from unofficial observers saying, fix it or stop transmitting. So after the second one, I stopped transmitting and didn't have the money to get better equipment. So the license lapsed. In the 80s, I got hooked into a guy. Unfortunately, he passed away. He was big into CD. I always had CD, so I got into that. And we both got our hand tickets. Heck Plus, and then General. I think it had kind of 5 words a minute. But it was okay. I thought about going all the way, but the house that I'm in is deed-restricted, Thomas. So I have a multi-band dipole in the attic, and I can't get out. I don't know why. I mean, I've been here 24 years, and I can count the contacts I've made and make that on one hand. So I can do 2 meters and 440 okay, but HF is pitiful. I have 2 HF rigs. So in either case, I got relegated to Echolink. My job, I've done a lot of traveling, a lot of living away from home, so I mean, I've used that, but it's been good. I thought about all this digital stuff. I got a guy who I used to talk to pretty regularly. He was in New York City. And he was hooked up for all these digital modes, like an HD that you need a hotspot with. And I'm thinking, for me, why go through all that trouble? I mean, I got great capability with Echolink. There's also another product, I think, IRN, International Radio Network. It's like a knockoff of Echolink. I mean, you know, I can use both when the price is right, so I haven't made the leap. I probably will at some point, but, what I get now is pretty simplistic, and it works well. The only thing of notoriety is I took my novice code written pad to New England, Connecticut, which is where the ARL is located.
FBI, hub, timeout.
Yeah, I actually heard, I hate to say it, but your audio level was way down, and I actually heard the birds in the car, a couple cars go by better than hearing you. Maybe you went to a speakerphone, maybe, setting? But you sound like you were in the background instead of the foreground. But then once you came up to ID, then I heard you fine. and then I also heard something about an SBS timeout. I'm not sure if that's one repeater or a network of repeaters. And I may have done that earlier myself, but I did hear it just before you got done transmitting there. So I'll take a moment here to let some things reset just in case. Stand by. KB0DCO. Okay, hopefully that would be enough time for some stuff to reset if need to be. And making a comment on getting those nasty little pink slips. Yeah, I think that was probably more evident back then than now. But as far as the unofficial observers, or official observers, whichever way you want to look at it. I think... if I ever had an issue, I think it was we were too close to the band edge one time, but someone keyed up on the radio and said, yeah, you're getting a little out of the band, you know, and so, yeah, okay. So we dialed it down a little bit, and then we were fine. But so, yeah, it's a verbal warning is fine, though that's just that now, an actual transmitter causing some noise and stuff. Yeah, that would be a more serious offense, I guess. I don't know. I think both of them are serious, but anyways, Pete. Yeah, as far as some of the names you mentioned, not too familiar with. Oh, Jersey Pocaricci, ended up moving down to Fort Lauderdale, Florida in his later years. Little short guy. I knew him for a while before he passed away. And, yeah, he was a character. I guess there's a lot of people out there are characters. And I guess how I started to get to know more of these people is because a friend of mine who I knew in my mid-years, my 30s and 40s, whatnot, took me around to these different festivals and stuff, and so I got to meet up with more band leaders and musicians and people who danced with the music and other what I'll call amateur musicians, which I consider myself to be, but then kind of, if I wanted to do a spectrum of that, I would say I'm not a professional, but I'm not an amateur. I'm somewhere between the middle and professional, whatever the middle is. some things I can do real well and other things I don't. but it is fun to play instruments and stuff, and I did more of that, I'll say maybe about a decade or so ago. I was pretty busy playing in that. Nowadays, even before COVID hit, things were kind of dying down a little bit as far as trying to get into playing at some senior centers, or that's what I kind of generally call the nursing homes now. Politically correct or not, I don't know. But I tried to keep up with that, and unfortunately that kind of subsided. And so now I'm trying to go to, like, farmers markets and other places like that and hopefully try to get out and play a little bit more. Again, is what I'm trying to make the goal of doing. But as far as that on the music side of that things, I should also mention I did an internet polka show too called Worldwide Polkas, and did that from like 2004 to about 2011 or so until my computer decided to crash on me, and got a new laptop, and I the dumbest thing is the, I'm going to blame Windows 7, and maybe due to copyright stuff, they maybe did something with the software or the hardware, I don't know which, but if I used Winamp and played the music, it would come out the computer speakers, but then when I'm using Windows Media Encoder to translate.
Sounds good, Thomas. I can't think of it off the top of my head, but when Russian invaded Ukraine, I was going to Polish news in English. They have a broadcaster in Warsaw. I can't think of the name of it off the top of my head, but just like the BBC, they broadcast 24/7 on the internet, audio and video. So I started watching that and gained a new appreciation for Poland and Lithuania and on and on. I mean, they've done remarkable things for the displaced Ukrainians. Charlotte's an okay place to live, and it's relatively new. So, in my opinion, it lacks a lot of culture. I mean, the culture that exists down here is southern, which is fine and dandy. But, you know, these great cities up north, like, you know, Minneapolis, St. Paul, Detroit, Hartford, New York, Boston, I mean, they've been around for hundreds of years and, you know, have much more, in my mind, culture, museums, art-related things, music. You know, it's just different. What I've seen in Charlotte is a tremendous growth. We've been here 24 years. The population is about 1 million, just south of 1,990-something. And a lot of sprawl. The city's turned into the second largest banking center in the States after New York City, which has provided a lot of opportunities for people. I think the average age of a Charlotte resident, they call themselves Charlottean, it's like in the mid-30s, so it's a very youthful city, which is good. And a lot of construction, which I hadn't seen in Hartford. You know, tremendous convenience in terms of grocery stores, banks, hardware stores, doctors, barbers, yada, yada, yada. Two significant distinctions is here you need a car. Well, we live in the Hartford area. I can walk to the barber. I can walk to a deli. I can walk to the bank, et cetera. Which is okay. And then the other thing which would turn out to be a little bit tough in my mind was when I lived in Hartford, I was probably half an hour, 45 minutes from the ocean. Here it's like 4 hours. So, yeah, that's me, Tom. I'm on the line one.
FBI Hub timeout.
Well, that time I heard it more clearly from the system. It said FBI Hub timeout. So I wonder if the hub times out, then that might time out everything else out. But you're still connected, so I'm not sure what's going on there. But I guess you and I are both long in the tooth. We're giving it a workout, I guess. I guess I'm pretty notorious for it around the Twin Cities when I got into the hobby. but I will note, I should ask you a question of what kind are you using, a hands-free microphone, earpiece or whatnot, hooked to your phone? Or are you using the microphone, like in a speakerphone setting, because it sounded like you were rubbing the microphone pretty good there for a while. And sometimes when I hear that, I kind of think of people with a headset with a boom mic up by their cheek. And then I was thinking that could be something like that. But I got a friend of mine that has one of those. So I was thinking, yeah, if that gets too close to your face, then it would make a lot of that scratching noises. But but if you're just using just a straight smartphone, then maybe the other guess I'm having, it could be that you get your phone in your pocket, maybe? I'm just trying to figure out how the noise is getting into the microphone there. And then, of course, when your audio level is low, then I have to really listen carefully and hard to catch what you're saying. But so probably being too far away from the microphone might be the issue there. And so for me, I think I need to probably set up a timer. And actually, I'll do that here right now. A little late, but I'll start it here. And I'll put on a minute and 30 seconds on it for right now. It would be interesting if the HOIP, the Hands Over Internet Protocol, would have a timeout feature. I mean, there are ham radios that have a TOT on it, and I like that it has that. The only radio that I own that never had it was my satellite rig, the Yaesu FT847. Wish I would have had it on there. But my newest addition to my radio family is the Yaesu FT991A. And I like the radio, though it has a few issues that I need to send it off to California to be looked at before the warranty time runs out. So I've been doing a lot of hidden transmitter hunts here in the Twin Cities, and I've been using that radio with the variable VFO, so I can go off frequency real quickly if I need to, or and such that also shows the graphic representation of the bandwidth and the signal that you're listening to. And so besides this audibly, you get...
Thanks, Thomas. Yeah, I got some of what you said. I'm to a large degree a fair weather ham, so I'm not into. I haven't made the time to get into all this technical stuff. But my son, what time is it? It's like 9:45, par for the course. My son just woke up, and I told him that we'd go fishing. So I got to get off the radio, get ready to go for an hour ride someplace and do some fishing. So I'm going to say 73's Thomas. I hope your day is good. I greatly enjoyed talking to you. I'm going to jot this repeater down. I hope our paths cross again. So with that, KB0DCO. NYY will be clear. Good day to you, Thomas. Enjoy the conversation. Best of 73's.
Okay, Pete, sounds good. Fishing, yeah, I like doing that too. Minnesota, a lot of lakes up here. and luckily, not that far away, but fishing has sucked this year as well as last year, and that's because of water levels and a lot of weeds. and I don't have a fishing boat. All my stuff is offshore fishing. So, or onshore fishing, excuse me. But yeah, if you want to make a note, and if you're at home there, I guess, write down Handy Hams. If you've been on Echolink, you should be able to find that conference, and that one's usually tied into the N0BVE Don Rice's repeater in Minnetonka, Minnesota. And Saturday nights, local time, 7 p.m. is when that starts. They have like an audio news, and then like in about a half hour to an hour later, then they have the check-in portion, and that can run for about another hour or so, and then they'll have the was it AWRL bulletins or news thing afterwards. So yeah, there it's a fun net. Everyone basically out of the Twin Cities metro area check in. We've got lots of people to check in. So yeah, if you're into Echolink, look. The only thing you need to remember is Handy Hams and on the conference there, and then you'll get to hear Kent KC0DGY as net control. With that, Pete, good luck in fishing. May you catch the big one, as they would say. 73s. N1, YNY. Looking forward to the next time. Pete, KD0DCO, 73. And KD0DCO, back to monitoring.
Macomb County, this is W8FU.
You, greetings.
Yeah, Macomb County, as I stated on the other frequency, I was checking out. I am able to check back in. I will check back. Can I check back in here, or should I go back over to the primary frequency for check-in?
No, you can check in here, and you just solved one of my problems that I was trying to do. I was trying to get a contact on this frequency. So, much appreciated.
I thought I heard that. Okay, very good. Thank you, Net Control. Check me back in. This is an exercise. Back to Net. W8FU.
W8FU, this is November 8th, Fitzgerald, Zulu for the Macomb County EOC. I have you checked back in at 1041, and I will be moving, I will be clear of this station and moving back to 1472. N8VDZ, clear.
N8VDZ, this is KE8MWW.
KE8MWW just caught me. Yeah, I was just going to text you back again. I just wanted to make sure that I could make contact on this frequency. And while I was waiting for you to get in there, W8FU, the owner of this repeater, contacted me. So we are good here. I appreciate you checking in here. And I'm going back to 1472. I will be clear of this frequency. N8VDZ, this is a drill.
K8MWW, clear. W8FU, NADBF. NADBF, W8FU. I caught the tail end of that. That was a drill. Yeah, the state fall simulated emergency test is going on this morning all over the state. And everybody's checking all sorts of capabilities and frequency operation and things like that. So we've been bouncing around all over looking for capabilities. So that was just one test to the Macomb County EOC.
Roger. All right. I was wondering what that was. Okay. Yeah, I was just monitoring, and I heard EOC drill, and I was like, okay. So I figured I'd ask.
Yep, and I'm checked in on it over on the 147.2, so I'm gonna. I got some paperwork I got to get tidied up. I just went out on a virtual deployment with pictures, and I got to get my records together, which is the bad thing for me. All right, I will cut you loose. Leave this one clear in case they need it for any reason. Should be over in about an hour. W8FU.
Sounds good. I'm going to clear out as well. NADBF.
This is an exercise. This is an exercise. This is W8RCY. I am safe.
NHTTP from WNFQ. NAKPP from WAFQ. NAKPP from WAFQ. NAKPP from W8FU.
W8FU NAKPP.
KF8S.
Hey, Dave. Looking for Sean. Supposed to meet him either at his office or at the sandwich deli place. Just curious where he was. So I guess I might have to resort to the telephone communication.
Okay. I didn't hear you throw out a call. I just saw activity, so I just threw out my call.
Very good. Yeah, I was listening last night, busy with the kids and doing other things. It was kind of fun to listen to. I had people coming in from digital, analog, digital fusion, over the air. It was kind of cool.
Yeah, nothing like a good stress test to try it out. But yeah, everything seems to work pretty good. So, yeah, it's hats off. I can't take the credit for it. The people that developed the software, the URF 230, or, you know, whatever, the URF software, there's a network called QuadNet Array. So he's the guy that developed it, he's out in the West Coast somewhere. He's got a 7 call, and he did a really good job. And then, of course, Doug, 88, DP, he had a hand in some of that too. He's the Droid Star guy, and he made it so that like you only need one dongle. So hats out to him for that as well.
Yeah, it worked really well. I couldn't get the talk group, the 807-07-0777 to work. I was playing with it, but the URF works just fine. But the URF doesn't show up on the map on the chip software. It just shows standby, but it picks it up and retransmits it back to my node, does a great job there, and it sends off all the data onto the radio, but it doesn't populate it on the screen. So I don't know if that's the way it's supposed to work or not, but as far as the audio quality, it was fantastic. So I have to play with that a little bit more just to figure out why that's not populating or if that's just the way it is.
Yeah, you're saying like the call sign information is getting lost? Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah, although the caller history and their information and the time and all that other stuff, that doesn't populate. And it shows, it says DMR standby, the box is yellow, but it receives the 239 signal and retransmits it on my hotspot, but it's kind of like it's just there. So then I figured, okay, then I'll try the 807-077 thing and see if that works, but I just got frustrated and went to bed.
Yeah, all that stuff is a little fickle. Somewhere it's weird though that you got audio but no ID because it should, you know, it's all part of the same packet, so I don't know. Very strange indeed.
Yeah, and the signal light, it stays yellow, you know, while everybody was talking, and it says DMR standby, but
the light on the node itself, the actual radio, is red, which means it's transmitting, so it's hearing, you know, everything, and it works fine. Like when I come back, everything else, it works flawlessly. It's just that it's kind of like it's just passing information through, so I got to figure out what's going on with that.
Yeah, strange. Yeah, you connecting the URF 239 is probably you're going to get the best. You know, there's not going to be layers in between, so I'll have to look at the dashboard. So if you were to look at the URF 239 dashboard when that was happening, was data showing up over there?
I have not done that. To be honest with you, I didn't even think about that, and I should have, because that's a pretty easy link to get to. I should start saving all those links. Instead, I always go back to your website and then go back to the 239, blah, blah, blah. But I think I should just start saving those so I can look. I'll let you know. I'll snap a picture and send it to you or post it on Telegram.
Yeah, the one URL that you can bookmark, it's whocaresradio.com/monitor. If you do that, it'll just link you to the wherever I have the dashboard. You know, I keep on changing dashboards. So if you do the /monitor, that will take you wherever I have the current dashboards.
Okay, I'm going to interrupt here. Sean, you here, there? I'm on my way, but I don't know where to go. He's probably doing a review of the exercise this morning.
Aha. Well, I guess you'll have to resort to the landline.
How 21st century of you?
It's still radio, right? At some point, you got to use a radio into the system.
Yeah, that's true. So, okay, fine, sir. I'm going to let you go. I'll snap a couple pictures of what it's doing. Maybe you have some insight. I mean, it really doesn't bother me. I just thought it was strange. That's all. So, and as far as audio quality, it's fantastic. I mean, that part of it is great. No squelch tail. All the voices sound like who they are. When you do some of the other modes, you have to look and see who the voices are. So, you know, with using 239, the voices are the same. So I'm happy with 239, and you just explained why there's only one layer instead of three or four. So I like that. So I'll be clearing yours. Have a great day. We're going to go help pack things up at my wife's house.
Alrighty, yeah, I gotta start packing and cleaning and all that stuff too here soon. Yep, I'm really happy with the thing. It's using a hardware vocoder too, so that helps as well. And everybody was on their DMR radio sounding really good. So, alright, chat with you later. KFADS.
I'm still gonna push Sean to get us a DMR somewhere. Later. And it's KPP.
Thank you.
Take care, Joe.
NHWRN, NHWRO, are you out there?